Okay, hi everybody. I'm a retired university professor. I am an associate professor, an associate researcher at the Beirut Research Innovation Center. And also, I am an auxiliary professor at École de Technologie Supérieure. It's in Montreal, where I'm living actually. What you can see in the photo here, it is me. I am in the airport. I'm waiting for assistance to guide me to the plane. I wished at this moment if I could have more autonomy to go wherever I want in the airport. Using the wheelchair of the airport and without being embarrassed with my luggage and so on. That's why I had the idea of doing some automation, of suggesting some automation to services that are in the airports. And when I say automation, I'm going to switch to a kind of self-service. So that's why I'm going to present a project which is called the Airport Automated Assistance for Reduced Mobility Passengers, 3A RMP. My presentation has three parts. What are the existing solutions? What are the regulations in the airport? And I will talk more in detail about the suggested project. Okay, we all know that we have two choices for as a service in the airport for reduced mobility. Either you book in advance a wheelchair with assistant to guide you in the airport, but I have already told you there is inconvenience in this issue. You have to wait for the service because, as my colleagues told you, that these services are more and more asked for, and that's why we are waiting more and more to get it. And more of this, it is not all the time people who has incapability or to move in the airport. It is just because they don't know where to go, and so they just ask for the service, so they will have with them a guide to take them where to go. And the other guys who need the service urgently, they have to wait. So that's why I'm suggesting automation. Automation means self-service. You need the service, you get it by yourself. The other issue is you can travel, of course, with your own wheelchair. But if you are alone, the process a little bit complex, mainly when you want to store the wheelchair in the plane, and there is a risk of a wheelchair damage during transportation, and you don't know in the airport because during a transfer you don't know yet the airport, the regions of the airport, you don't know where to go, where are the accessible areas in the airport. So you have to be informed about all of this. You know, there is a set of rules that are provided by the International Civil Aviation that are on the adaptation of the airport services and facilities, coordinations between operators, and how the dignity should be maintained during the security screening. And also, there is no restriction, no fees for these services. And that's why, as long as there is no fees, there is no restriction. Everybody can ask for it. And that's why those they have reduced or not reduced mobility, they can ask for it. And the service provider cannot tell them, no, we cannot give it to you. I guess due to complaints, so the Canadian Transportation Agency in Canada, where I'm living now, has added some set of rules in order to improve the service. It consists of removing all unjustified barriers, disseminate information. This is very important. You have to be aware about all existing services in the airport. And it is that when you, before leaving your home, you have all the time, you have your internet, you search what about the services. But suppose that by accident you are landing in another airport because of a delay, because of a changement in the airport, in the flight directions. You don't know what kind of service you can have. So that's why I suggest to standardize all these services all over the airports. We don't know yet in what extent all these rules are applied. So the project I'm suggesting has the following features. Of course, automation, and then it should provide security, safety, reliability, and scalability. We will see in the next slides what are these features means. Sorry. Of course, it starts by booking the service. During the booking process, there is a merge between two kinds of information. The medical information that represents all the capability and the limitations, physical limitations of the passenger, it is merged with the flight information. All of them are merged in the system. And according to this, there is a set of services that are automatically offered to him. So he selects the service he wants, and once he selects this service, he gets a code. This code is going to be scanned on his arrival to the airport. So when he is going to scan this code, he will go to pickup areas where he is going to get the appropriate devices, equipment, services that he needs. And he scanned the code, he get the equipment, and once he don't need any more these equipment, he using the code, he is going to return them on drop-off areas. So pickup and drop-off areas could be in departure region, arrival gates, transfer regions, on also the region where the luggage is distributed, on the checkout points, and maybe other points. Okay, so concerning safety and the reliability, it is safe because of what? Because there is a medical record that is merged with the flight information, and a code is generated, and according to this code, you are not going to have unsafe devices. You are going to have a certain of choice, but among all of this choice, all the devices and services are going to be safe for you. It is safe because anytime you can call an emergency, you can set an emergency call, and you can get assistance. And all the time, you are going to have notifications, maybe notifications on the device of your wheelchair, maybe notifications on your cell phone. So you can have more notifications in order to inform you about your flight and about some other safety matter. Any device you are going to use, of course, it is going to have a main processing unit, And this unit is going to execute programs for the system configurations, for the service configurations. What are the devices involved in this service? And of course, there will be communication devices, devices related to the to some assistive software, to control the hardware you are using, and maybe we have sensors on the devices, sensors on the wheelchair, and the main processing unit is going to process the data of these sensors. We are suggesting, in order to standardize things, for the design of such a project, we are suggesting an approach which is very interesting and very important, called the service-oriented approach. It is a service-oriented architecture of the system. Interesting because of what? Because all applications that you are going to implement are distributed over multiple devices, and these devices, they have different specs. They are heterogeneous, and they can communicate between each other. The design is easy because it is going to use off-the-shelf software, not to design from zero. And it is scalable. You don't have to implement a service, a complete, very big, a very complex service. You can start with a little one, with what you have actually, and then with time you can increase and improve the service. And it is any applications could be easily composed and recomposed because of this approach. Yes, here it is. So this is a block diagram showing the operation of a service-oriented architecture. The red blocks represent the generic part of any application in the system. It is a part that is that consists to update the client account, to configure the service, and it is related to security and maintenance issues. And as I have told you, what you have in yellow are all the off-the-shelf components, off-the-shelf software or services that you can use during the design. And the application is going to be connected also to external resources in the airport, such that the flights database, the check-in database, the airport security, and the client health record. Here in green, in the block, in the green block, I have listed a set of applications that we can implement. So here it is an example of one application. It is the booking process. The booking process is going to use the communication means and protocols as off-the-shelf software, and it is going to use interactive interfaces to communicate with the involved device. And this kind of application, the device could be a code issuer. It could be your cell phone also. It could be a keyboard with a scanner in order to let the passenger introduce his choice and introduce his flight information. And of course, this application should be related to the flight database and the client health record. So this is another application. I can skip it because it is the same example. And as a conclusion, I have presented here a generic approach for designing an automated system. You can see, and as I have told you, we can start with a small service with what exists actually in the airport. We can use the actual wheelchairs in the airport, and the passenger can book these wheelchair. Once he has his code, he arrives to the airport, he gets the wheelchair, and he can download softwares like software to inform him about where to go in the airport, where are the accessible areas in the airport. And then after, once he finish, once he don't need any more the service, he used the same code to return the wheelchair. Thank you.